Welcome to Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, a podcast brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. TIPQC exists to improve health outcomes for mothers and infants in Tennessee through our quality collaborative that will identify opportunities to optimize maternal and infant outcomes across our state and is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. The Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast is designed for medical professionals and for patients and families across the state. We will focus on all aspects of the perinatal period with special attention to reducing our maternal mortality rate. This podcast is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health.
Welcome to the Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. I'm Brenda Barker, the TIPQC Executive Director. Today, we are honored to have Rachel Hansen from Healthy Start Tennessee, a division of Centerstone, joining us for our conversation. Let me introduce Rachel. She is the project manager at Healthy Start Tennessee at Centerstone. Rachel holds a bachelor's degree in social work from the University of Tennessee at Martin and a master's degree in psychology with a specialization in child and adolescent development from Capella University. With 16 years of experience in community mental health, Rachel has dedicated nearly 8 years to focusing on prenatal to age six services. Additionally, she serves as an adjunct faculty member at Columbia State Community College and is recognized as an endorsed reflective supervisor. Rachel is a facilitating attuned interaction or FAN and healthy outcomes from positive experience hope trainer. Thank you so much for joining us today, Rachel. Tell us a little bit about your career journey and about yourself.
Thank you, Brenda, for having us today. A little bit about myself. I mean, most importantly, I am a mom to three children, ages 12, 8, and 5. They very much are the steering piece of my career and keep me extremely busy. My husband and I live in Lawrenceburg, so the south, southern middle part of Tennessee. And outside of our professional lives, we are on a sports field at all times. But my career journey really began in community mental health. I was at an in-home counseling program that's across the state in Tennessee and later became a clinical supervisor. And this was with families who had children who exhibited at-risk behaviors that would either have them at risk for out-of-home placement or they were coming back into the house and we were stabilizing placement. So we would work alongside the families to really support the families in behavior modification, skill building, to help the family overall as a unit. About 8 years ago, I decided I needed a little bit of a career change, and I found Healthy Start Tennessee. I was so grateful for this program for really opening my eyes to the importance of prenatal work and early childhood work, because primarily I had only worked with teenagers and older youth. And it was really nice to be able to see the impact that we can have during that prenatal, postpartum, and early childhood period.
That's wonderful. And we do love the sports fields as well. I certainly understand that. Well, tell us more about Healthy Start Tennessee.
Yeah, Healthy Start Tennessee is a federal Healthy Start grant program. We offer a variety of services to individuals and families throughout the lifespan of preconception, expecting parents, and children under 18 months postpartum. Services include care coordination, resource linkage, fatherhood engagement, education, just a real slew of services to wrap the families in support and really make sure that they are getting what they need to see children through that first kind of year of life, get parents through that first journey of becoming a parent. And services are offered in a hybrid model, including we do in-person, we do virtual, we do face-to-face. It really is a hybrid of what is best for the families. We have therapists on staff who are trained specially in different modalities, as well as a team of community health workers.
Who do you think would be able to benefit from these types of services? And are there some eligibility requirements?
The only eligibility requirement we have for this program is to reside in one of our 10 counties. With it being a grant program, we have specific guidelines we had to follow. So we are funded in 10 counties throughout Tennessee, primarily in the Middle District. So it's Lawrence, Giles, Franklin, Lincoln, Marshall, Bedford, Montgomery, Cheatham, Cannon, and Rutherford counties. That's the only requirement we have. We have served individuals who are homeless with no home address to, we have had professional individuals who want to become a referral source say, I'm going to try this program myself before I kind of endorse this program. And it's been so successful to work with families across different socioeconomic statuses and different backgrounds and different populations. So it's been really fun to be able to see the services. I think this program is beneficial for everybody. I came to this program, my oldest was 5 and my youngest was 6 months old, or my middle child was 6 months old. And I remember starting this program and thinking, where were you all for me? It was just such a supportive program to have somebody come to you during what can be a scary time becoming a parent or having a little one at home. It can be scary. It can be rewarding. It can be isolating. All the feelings, right? And just having a supportive individual come and kind of wrap you in different services and support, education, to answer questions. So really, anybody who is interested in having some support while parenting and becoming a family with a little one.
Well, tell me a little bit more about the resources that families could be connected with. I know you have quite a few.
We do. We offer a variety of services. Our community health workers really, over the years, I think I failed to mention this grant has been funded. This is our 12th year. So we've been around for a little while, and we have really strived to find the gaps in care and have our staff trained to meet, because we do quite often serve a rural population and there are many systemic barriers that kind of come into play with finding services. So if we can bring the services to you, that was our goal. Different programs, different resources are very dependent upon the family. We complete an individualized care plan with you when you join the program to really seek out what is it you want out of the program? What are your needs? What are your strengths and how can we build on those? So through that is how you access the different kind of pathways. But our staff are trained in a couple of different curriculums, such as Growing Great Kids and Parents as Teachers. And that helps provide education, promote activities between the parents and caregivers to the baby, strengthen relationships, attachment, developmental milestones, all of those types of ideas. Fatherhood engagement is really offered to support the dads because we know dads matter too. And we know how important it is for children to have that fatherhood piece of things. Whether dad's in the home or not, we can work with dad. So it's really nice. And we have specific curriculum such as 24/7 Dad we use for that program. Therapy services. We have a team of 3 therapists who offer individual services as well as family-based services depending on a need. Again, our staff are trained in a variety of modalities, including parent-child interaction therapy, child-parent psychotherapy, completed training through Postpartum Support International. And we work very closely with other programs at Centerstone. So if we may not meet the need, maybe Project Launch or our clinics within the community can help really wrap the family in those services. One thing that I think makes us a little bit different is we also have a component that offers groups and classes in the community, virtually or face-to-face. And they're optional for our families. Or if you say, I just want to take a class and I don't really want to have the full array of services, that's an option as well. Different topics include prenatal classes, postpartum education, and those are what to expect with birth planning, breastfeeding education, stress and anger management, just overall parenting and life skills. And those are offered monthly. We partner with some different resources throughout the state that are working with our incarcerated parents who are in county jails or within a rehab center. And they just need a few extra resources before they go back home to families. And it's been really successful to be able to work with those individuals.
Can you tell me, are there other resources like this across the state? This is so fabulous. Are there other grants that you know of that they were not in your counties that they
could
reach out?
So we are really lucky in Tennessee that now with this grant cycle, we have 4 Healthy Start grants in the state. We have Healthy Start Tennessee here at Centerstone that serves 10 counties. Metro Nashville has a Healthy Start that serves the Davidson County area. And then there are 2 now out of Shelby County that serve Shelby County. Those are really great resources if you're in Davidson and Shelby County. I think it's always really nice to mention as well that our state has evidence-based home visiting in all 95 counties. Centerstone does have Healthier Beginnings, which is one of those evidence-based home visiting programs through the Tennessee Department of Health. And they serve 15 counties in Tennessee. That program is available to individuals who are pregnant or have a child under 3 months old. And then Project Launch is a grant that's funded to promote wellness of children ages 0 to 8. By addressing social, emotional, cognitive, physical, and behavioral aspects of development. And I believe Project Launch is in 20 counties throughout Tennessee. So there are definitely quite a few different programs. And if you're thinking, oh, you haven't named one of the counties, Rachel, that I'm serving, I really encourage anybody to reach out to us and we will try and work and find somewhere to link you to ensure we can get family services.
That's fabulous. And we can also put in the show notes some of those resources that you've mentioned and places families can look to find those types of resources. It's just wonderful. Well, tell me, can hospitals, nurses, pediatricians refer families to your services? How do they connect with you?
We take referrals from individuals, from hospitals, nurses, providers. So you can call yourself as a parent, or we can have referrals from anybody who's interacting with these individuals and these families. Today alone, I think I've processed a few from a birthing hospital and from the Department of Children's Services. So really, it's open. To make a referral to Healthy Start Tennessee, I really encourage you to use our online referral form, and that can be in the show notes of centerstone.org/referral, or feel free to reach out to me by my phone number or my email, and we can put those in the show notes as well. And we can just have a conversation and kind of consult over, is this case appropriate? If it's not in our county, what services can we link you to?
That is wonderful. So know that there'll be many families reaching out, and appreciate that our hospitals and nursing and pediatrics can also refer to you all and will help get the right services. You know, one question as a parent I'm always asking, is there a cost? It sounds too good to be true. What's the cost?
Seems like there's always a catch, but I'm so happy to say there's not a catch here. There is no cost to families for any of these services. With us being grant funded, it is free and open to families. For our therapy services, if you have TennCare, we can bill that service, but our therapy services are not dependent on that. So if you have commercial insurance, no insurance, military insurance, we will still be able to see you through our therapy program.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today and sharing about the work that you are doing. I just wonder, before we wrap up, if there's anything else that should have asked that you would like to share.
Yeah, I really would love to mention that we have a piece of this grant that is around collective impact. And I hope through this podcast, we're going to talk to quite a few of you who may be interested in that. So with Healthy Start Tennessee Consortium, this is meetings that are happening quarterly in kind of different regions because of how our counties lay out. We have one that meets in Montgomery County, one in Rutherford, and one in the South Central. And this is open to any interested partners, program participants, and community members to really come together to discuss, one, how other programs can support each other, how to address the needs maybe individual communities, because we know each community may have a different need, provide education about resources, hosting resource fairs or baby showers, but really just to come together and support one another to address those needs within our community, within our state. And if you're interested in ever attending one of those, again, it'll be the same contact information to make a referral.
Thanks for your time and thanks for all the services you're offering. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Brenda.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, presented by TIPQC. TIPQC is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health. Do you have ideas for a future guest or topic, or even have a question you would like answered on upcoming episodes? Visit www.tipqc.org, that's TIPQC.org, and click on podcast to submit suggestions and questions to our podcast team. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast to be the first to know when new episodes are available, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube to stay in the loop with our active projects and other relevant news relating to perinatal health in Tennessee.